Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Show. I've been looking forward to this show all week. Stick around. We're going to do a couple of things. First off, we're going to go through last week. We kind of rushed it and ran out of time a little bit talking about a path to a longer, healthier life using the six-step system that Dr. Anderson put together called the healthier, longer life path and lifestyle system. So we're going to go through those six simple steps and helping you create optimal health using that system. And then my special guest and good friend, Elizabeth Grant Gibson, who's lost over 210 pounds using Dr. A's system. I had a chance to visit with her a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her to be our guest on the show today. And, boy, are you in for a real treat. She's a real joy, someone that's really starting to take control of her life and has been down this path, transforming not only her life, but as a certified health coach, helping others realize that there is hope at creating a life of optimal health. And then towards the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about not only losing weight, but after we get to a healthy weight, then what? Because that's kind of the struggle that most people that go on a traditional diet struggle with. You know, 85% of people that go on a traditional diet, after they've lost the weight, within a couple of years, they've gained back their weight and then some. Just 1 pound here, 1 pound there, and all of a sudden, 2 years down the road, they realize, wow, have I changed my lifestyle, but not in a good way. And so we're going to talk about how to transition from losing weight to developing lifelong habits 1 week at a time as we incorporate a healthy meal plan. So we're going to talk a lot about that in the last part of the show today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. If you've not had a chance to visit our website, please jot this down. It's habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also get there by going hohtalk.com. The website is loaded full of information. And on the very front of the webpage today, we have Elizabeth Grant Gibson's beautiful picture and both her before and after pictures. She's gone through this journey starting at 444 pounds. We'll get to her story in a little bit. But I want to direct your attention to a link right on the front of the webpage called The Path to a Longer, Healthier Life. And we're going to spend some time this morning going through those six simple steps that I talked about earlier. You know, creating health is really a journey, and it takes one step, one habit, one day at a time. It's not something that you can create overnight. You know, I've often said one meal cannot make you healthy, nor can consuming one bad, unhealthy meal make you sick. And so one of the challenges that most people face when they start down the road of learning how to get healthy is really, where do you start? And Dr. Anderson's laid out these very six simple steps, and I'd like to recap them a little bit this morning as we get ready for Elizabeth's interview. And it really starts by really helping you prepare for the journey. You know, if you were going on a vacation, going on a trip, probably the first thing you'd do, especially if you're driving in a car, is kind of take a look at a map and say, where am I going? Where are we at on the map today? And what route, what path, what is the process that we're going to take to go? And so it's vitally important that as people begin to create health in their life, that they also make preparation for that journey. And it's pretty simple. Dr. Anderson's created an amazing bio network of health coaches all across the country that help people begin this journey. And so if you don't have a health coach today, I would encourage you to contact us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio. Just simply type in coach at H-O-H-T-A-L-K. That's coach at H-O-H-T-A-L-K, and we'll get you in contact with a certified health coach. But if you're listening today because your coach sent you to the radio program, we're so excited that you're here, because this is the program that will help reinforce everything that your coach has been telling you. And so the coach in preparation for this initial journey of losing weight is really, really vital. They'll connect you to resources. There's an amazing quick start guide that they'll point you to, which will take you through a very, very simple step-by-step process on how to lose weight. Certainly the Habits of Health system that Dr. A created, which is a workbook, a DVD, and the Habits of Health book itself will take you through this journey as you learn to create not only a healthier body, but a healthier mind and ultimately healthier finances. And then in getting ready to go on the journey, I would encourage you right on the very front of the webpage, habitsofhealthtalk.com, you can click on a link that says take Dr. A's health quiz. And this is a complete health assessment that Dr. Anderson put together. You can complete it online. If you happen to have Dr. A's book, it's in chapter 5. And take this health assessment and get with your coach or send me information about what your score was. This health assessment will give you a breakdown on just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And so really the key is finding out where you are today in your health, getting connected with a health coach, and plotting out the initial step at starting to create a life of optimal health. The second step is really, you know, what we kind of in the diet world think is, you know, it's all that, and that's reaching a healthy weight. And you can do this. You can reach a healthy weight in just a few short weeks, or for those of you that have a lot to lose, maybe a few short months. As Elizabeth will be able to tell you, it all starts one meal, one day, one step at a time. And so step number two in this process of losing weight is reaching a healthy weight. And we'll show you by using the Habits of Health lifestyle system that you'll be able to do that. And we're going to help you learn and create a lifelong lifestyle, which we call Be Slim, where you're not only learning how to eat right, but learning how to exercise, tapping into the support resources, continuing to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day, developing an individual plan every day that helps you learn the things that you need to do, and above all else, learn how to monitor your weight so that you don't gain your weight back. Remember, we talked about 85% of the people that gain their weight back. Well, we're going to really work with you on teaching you how not to do that. Later on in the show, step number three is transitioning to a healthier way of eating. And so we're going to take you through that at the later part of the show, but it's very, very simply incorporating a very simple tool that Dr. Anderson put together, and that is a 9-inch plate, believe it or not. And a 9-inch plate is a great way of learning how to incorporate better portion control. And then in addition to that, learning how to eat more fruits and vegetables, more lean proteins, incorporating good starches or good carbohydrates in our diet, and making sure that we do so by eating low glycemic foods that keep our insulin mechanics, our insulin pump in check, helps regulate blood sugar levels long term, but really helps us transition to a healthier way of eating. Step number four is learning how to create, really not only just learning how to eat right, but learning how to be more physically active, how to incorporate better sleep habits, and really the center of really creating a long-term strategy for health is continuing to stay in touch with your health coach and the bio network of support that we have here at Habits of Health Talk. Step number five is optimizing your health for your age. You know, as we get older, we lose muscle mass. And as we get older, our body does change. It begins to deteriorate. And so step number five is really incorporating not only a healthy eating plan, but learning how to exercise. It both really incorporates cardiovascular and weight training at least 30 minutes a day. We want to develop a great anti-inflammatory strategy to improve cardiovascular health. We're going to look at phytonutrients and supplementation that helps us live a healthier life, and really long-term, taking into effect all of the other things. And the benefit of all five of those steps is that we get to learn how to live a longer, healthier life. And I would encourage you to really tap into all the resources that we have on our website that help us really connect to a healthier way of life. We'll be back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we're going to come back and talk to Elizabeth Grant Gibson about how to create an amazing life of optimal health. Please visit our website and contact us by phone after the show at 401-388-0778. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, and I'd like you to meet a very special friend of mine. Her name is Elizabeth Grant Gibson. She's a certified health coach from Monroe, Louisiana. Elizabeth has lost over 210 pounds on her journey incorporating the Habits of Health lifestyle system. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Russ, for inviting me. Truly, I'm honored to be on the show. I listen every week. Wouldn't miss it.
Well, that's terrific. I'm glad you're listening, and I know we met a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, and I just knew I had to have you on the show. Thank you for volunteering your time. I know you're busy as a certified health coach, helping other people change their lifestyle. But I also want to let you know I've been to Monroe, Louisiana before.
Well, that's shocking.
I know. It's a pretty exciting little town. Back in my restaurant career, I worked for a company called Chuck E. Cheese. And I flew into Shreveport and had to drive the two hours there to Monroe and work with the restaurant there. But needless to say, I've been to Monroe. In fact, I drove that trip in the middle of the night with a pouring down buckets of rain. But it's a neat little town. It's nice to know exactly where you live.
Well, it was a straight shot for you from Shreveport. But you know what? Would that we had met then, Russ, and had started off on the Habits of Health at that point. Wouldn't that have been awesome?
You know, that would have been an awesome journey, not only for us, but all the people that unfortunately had gone to Chuck E. Cheese and gained weight over time. So I kind of feel responsible for the epidemic, but now we're doing the best we can to help people learn how to create this life that we've been able to create.
Exactly.
Elizabeth, I'd like you to start by sharing a little bit about your story. It's just so amazing. I did put on the website a year before and after picture for listeners to go to habitsofhealthtalk.com. It shows the picture of where you started out at 444 pounds, but tell us the journey in terms of how you got started and kind of how it's been going.
Well, let me briefly just paint you a picture of where I was when I started the program.
Sure.
I have struggled with weight all my life. When I graduated from high school, I was 299 and a half pounds. And most of my adult life, I maintained around 350, but as I got older, that started to creep up. And I had been trying for the 3 years before I found this program, I had been trying so hard to get going on anything, something. I had tried many other programs in the past and usually could have some success, could get through 6 or 8 weeks, maybe lose 20, 25 pounds. I could not get traction on anything. The daily choices were just doing me in. I was like I had an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. And, I mean, truly, every sure. food decision was a dramatic mental argument, and I was absolutely exhausted from it. And I found the habits of health the way most people do. I saw someone who had lost some weight. She'd lost a little bit of weight, about 30 pounds, and I asked her what she had done, and she told me, and, you know, I wasn't sure it was right for me, but it did sound simple, and my life was very complicated. So I thought about it for about 3 months because, you know, I wouldn't want to rush into something like getting healthy. And a few months later, I saw my doctor. And when I weighed in that day, I weighed 444.4 pounds. My I was already diabetic, had been diagnosed in my 30s with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. And my diabetes was controlled with maximum dose of 2 medications, including Avandia, which is one that I took for 10 years that has now been virtually pulled from the market. And my blood pressure was horrible when I saw her, and I was already taking the maximum dose of that medication. And she said, we really need to add something, do something. You can't walk around with that kind of blood pressure. I said, well, I've heard about this program. Are you familiar with it? And she actually was somewhat familiar with it and thought that the small, frequent meals would be good for me, especially in managing my diabetes. So I said, sure. well, let's not do anything because I really might do something. And I'm sure in her heart she was praying that I would do something. And I did. I decided a couple days later I would get started, that I would do my absolute best to follow the program to a T for a month, and I would just see what happened, because I certainly had nothing to lose. But, you know, a life where I had truly disabled myself. I felt that I was very close from not being able to go to work every day anymore, from being at home in the bed or in the chair. I just was at sure. that point. And so I signed up, I got started. I spent the 10 days waiting for my food and to get ready and to get going, and all of that I spent eating everything that was not nailed down. So to be honest, I probably started a good bit higher than 444, but I'm sticking with that story. And I will tell you, in the first few days of such a different, drastic change for me, because I had been eating about 6,000 calories a day, so to go to a really low-calorie, healthy program was a big, big shock to my system. And I was hungry for several days. But you know what? Within a week or two, I already felt like a new person. It was amazing. In the first 5.5 months, Russ, I lost 99 pounds.
Wow.
I cannot tell you how much more mobile I became immediately. I felt so much better head to toe physically, all up and down my body. And you can imagine psychologically I was feeling much better too. And yeah. I got off all my medications within those first few months. And that's not possible for everyone, but it sure. is certainly possible for many people to choose healthy lifestyle instead of drug or surgery therapies. And so, for me, it has been utterly earth-shaking, life-transforming. I can tell you that within about 6 weeks, even though not one person around me could see physically that I had lost weight because they just couldn't tell I had so much weight on me, I sure. decided that I was going to help other people do exactly the same thing. So I became a coach very early on because I just wanted to share the habits of health with everybody that I cared about, and really even people that I just didn't hate. I mean, I just couldn't not tell people that I at least had found something after a lifetime of searching that made such a difference for me.
You know, we had Nancy Pettit on the show, actually our first radio show back on December 8th, and I remember her kind of saying the same thing, that, you know, she couldn't help but share with people that this amazing system that she found that helped her, you know, begin down this path of losing weight. And I know she got to a healthy weight by losing 135 pounds and has kept that off over 9 years.
Right.
And for you to go on a program that in among them itself probably doesn't make you healthy, but it does move your life forward because it teaches you all the things you need to do, not only learn how to eat right, but how to become more physically active, how to help others, and in creating that as part of your structure, the underlying structure to your not only your weight loss journey, but your life. It really has to be super rewarding for you.
It is unbelievable, Russ. And I'll tell you, because I know you've lost a very significant amount of weight, so you've been down this path. And
sure.
I know that's part of why you're so passionate about getting this word out to people. But I will tell you that for me, for the entire first year, I couldn't add activity. I couldn't go to the gym. I physically could not put that kind of pressure on my knees and my back when I was still 440 pounds and 420 and 400 and 380.
Right.
But then I was able to. I was able to start doing more of what we call NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which means instead of circling a parking lot for 30 minutes to get a place as close to the door as possible, I could
right.
take that pace that was 10 spaces away and walk that 50 or 100 feet that I really couldn't walk at my highest weight. And I could stand up when I was watching TV every few minutes, every commercial, I could stand up for a minute or two and sit back down. I could do little small things that started building up. I could chair dance. I mean, I could totally car dance and chair dance. That's
sure.
a lot of fun. And then I was able to start exercising and doing a little bit of walking, then doing a little bit of weight training to try to build some good, healthy, you know, lean muscle tissue to help me metabolize more calories. And I was continuing to eat 6 small, healthy meals a day, low glycemic, balanced protein and carbs with plenty of fiber and low sodium and low fat, low glycemic, good, healthy, well-rounded nutrition, drinking plenty of water, staying away from the foods that had put me in a state of being disabled and being extremely unhealthy at, you know, a pretty young age. Now, I will say I'm over 50 now. I'm 52. I will gladly admit that because I'll tell you what, I'm healthier than I probably was 25 years ago, and it's an amazing thing. Now, I have done some damage to my body. There are some things that, you know, I have a bum knee, and I have, you know, certainly done some damage to the vessels in my lower legs in terms of circulation, but you know what? That is improving. I don't know how much of that I can reverse, but what I do know is that I can continue to work toward the optimal health for my body and who I am and what I have done. I'm probably not ever going to have quite the body and health of an athlete, for example, but I'll tell you what, I have a fantastic C-reactive protein number, which is a measurement of how much inflammation we have in our body, and the doctors have been telling us inflammation, they are realizing now, is a huge contributor to disease. Normal range is 1 to 3. I still have my 75 pounds of belly fat that I'm working on. I'm still not at the end of my weight loss part of my journey, but I will tell you that my C-reactive protein is 1.4, and I'm very proud of that.
Woo, way to go.
I know, it's just one more sign. You know, the scale is a great measurement of progress, but there are so many other measurements. To be running normal blood pressure without medication, to be running normal blood sugars without medication after 15 years of being on medications,
you bet.
To be running blood work that is so excellent. I mean, I can tell you my doctors have really wanted to know what was going on with me, and there are many of the doctors that I have seen in the past who send people to me who need help, who need hope, who need to understand that there actually is a different way to live. We just sometimes, especially those like me who are really, truly morbidly obese, we don't always believe that there's any hope anymore. We really kind of have lost hope and given up and understand that the only path we're going to see is higher weight and higher weight until we die. I mean, that is really, I didn't know if I would be alive a year from the time I started this program.
Right.
I felt that impetus to do something, but I had to find the right vehicle, and I am so fortunate and so grateful every single day that I found something that is simply healthy. It simply teaches you those lasting, lifelong habits that completely transform your life.
You know, when you go to the doctor and they give you the same 3 things, you know, you need to lose weight, you need to exercise, and here's another pill.
Mm.
And when you get to the stage in your life like you did where you max out the amount of medication that they're allowed to provide you,
mm-hmm.
then you have no other options other than to begin to move your life forward, or like you said, you're really living a life that's going to have more and more disease and more than likely
right.
a shortened lifespan. And I know in watching your transformation over the time that you and I have known each other, one of the things I've always been inspired by is your amazing energy. You know, when you walk into a room, you know, you light up the room. You know, a lot of people, you know, they light up the room when they leave, but you light up the room when you enter the room. And it's so exciting to see your passion and your energy, and know that you're not exactly where you want to be yet. You still are on this journey, but to go and lose 210 pounds in the way that you've done and change your life to something amazing. I'm very, very proud of you. We're going to come back, Elizabeth, and I want you to talk a little bit about more what you're doing with your clients, where you're at in your journey, and just how simple it is for people to get plugged in. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. Make sure to stick around with more from Elizabeth Grant Gibson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and we've been talking with Elizabeth Grant Gibson on how to create optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take Dr. A's health quiz. Visit us at habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's www.hohtalk.com. And you can also reach us by email by just sending me a quick note at coach@hohtalk, that's coach@hohtalk.com. And you can always contact us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778, and we'll get you connected to a certified health coach. Elizabeth, are you still there?
I am still here. You couldn't get rid of me if you tried.
All right, well, we're not going to try, because we're so excited about what you have to offer. You know, people that are morbidly obese and really struggling with their health, and and like you said, you know, getting to the point where you can't go to work, and so you're in your house, either in bed or in the chair, and really looking at, you know, a life of that's not overly active and not really you're almost a bystander to life. You're having to watch life on the television and really not living a life of optimal health where you get to participate in life. And you've just described for people that it is easy, it is simple, it is a journey, and if they just plug in and get started, then they can begin to create this life. And you're a certified health coach,
Right.
And you've begun to help people move their life forward. And maybe for the people that are listening today, just kind of tell them a little bit about what you do, how you move people's lives forward, and what you get out of it. Because I know I sometimes get a lot more out of being a coach than I ever did losing weight initially.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, it's really true. I was just on the verge of not being able to go to work every day and just live an ordinary life. And the truth is, Russ, at that moment, it becomes a choice, literally, to live or to die. I mean, that is literally the choice that we make, and we make that choice over and over again. And I'm so glad I made the choice to live and that I found something that could help me get there. And so that is part of what made me really feel inspired, that I just had to help other people like me who had, you know, tried everything. And it doesn't matter if they had 20 or 30 pounds to lose and they'd tried everything, or if they had 200 or 300 pounds like me to lose and they had tried everything. What I felt very compelled to do was to just try to inspire hope in people that it is worth trying again, that no matter what it is that you try to find to help you, don't throw up your hands in despair. And that's why I would love to talk just briefly about the journey. You know, I made the decision to get started. I got started. I did fantastic. But there was a lot of head stuff for me as someone with a huge amount of weight for my whole life. When I started getting healthier, when I started feeling better, when I started looking better, it took some time for my head to catch up with my body, which is why I'm so happy that Dr. A over time has really developed more thoroughly the habits of health and really focused a lot on the thin, healthy mind, because right, that is critical. It is absolutely critical. We see people every day who find some program that they can manage to do for some period of time, and they get some weight off, and then they feel a little better about things, and they ease up on their effort, and they're immediately back in the same situation. That yo-yoing behavior, that oscillating pattern, I have been in that. And it's so different to really have something to work toward and to forget about what I'm trying to do is get rid of this problem. Instead, to work toward, I am trying to create the most absolutely vibrant health that I can. And what I want to say to people is, you know, Nancy Pettit, Cheryl Took, and some other people like that, they absolutely have started the program. They have stayed on that program every single day, and they have finished their journey and been done with it, gone into maintenance. That doesn't happen for everyone. It is a simple program, but it's not always easy. And there was a period in the middle of my journey where I took almost 2 years and maintained my weight. I did not continue on the full weight loss phase of our program. I maintained the habits of health, but during that year, almost two years, my weight 2 or 3 times crept up a little bit, and I jumped on it. I was not going to let that happen because I was learning. But I came to the point where I realized that, you know what, truly what I wanted was to get to a healthy weight. I had never set a goal because it was not in my realm of understanding. I had no ability to relate to the idea of a healthy goal weight and actually wearing what would be considered a normal size. It was no part of my life experience ever. I was born 9 pounds, 15 ounces, and it went from there. So I set a goal weight, and it still took me some time. And what made it possible for me to continue my journey was to understand once again, even though I was a health coach myself and helping many people, I couldn't do it alone. And I reached out to another health coach. She has worked with me, and together we have seen amazing success. Now, I'm doing the decisions every day. I'm making the choices, but I cannot tell you how important it is for me, even this much into the program, to have that guide, to simply keep holding up the mirror and reminding me of what I have said I want, and reminding me of what the choices are that I can make every single day. I can make any choice every day. And sometimes the secondary daily choices are not fun. But you know what? I want to make them because I want to keep going on this path right to that healthy weight, and then to see how healthy I can make my body beyond that. So it's a very exciting thing. But I just want to say to people, negotiating the path is not always simple, and not everyone gets on at the beginning, gets off at the end, and is there and is done and has got it all in the bag. Sometimes you're going to take a little adventure along the way, The key is that you, A, get started, and B, come back to the path every time. Just come back to the path. Never, never give up. Never. It's funny. I've worked with a wonderful, wonderful person named Kevin McCarthy, who really works at helping people get on purpose in their life. And the first time I worked with him, my purpose statement was that I exist to serve by inspiring hope. And that's where I was. I just wanted people to have a glimmer of hope and try. Just try. The next time I worked with him, I had moved to another level. And my new purpose statement became that I exist to serve by igniting joy, because I had gone so far from just regaining hope. I had gone into just joyful, joyful living. And that's really what I'm trying to help people with. So I love watching someone start the journey. I love watching someone make the decision to live and to as a part of that, make the fundamental choice to seek optimal health. Nothing makes me happier. And to watch someone in those first few days, which, you know, with anything new, that's a little transition time that takes some attention and takes some care. I love working with people through those first few days. I love seeing them come out the other end of that after 3 or 4 or 5 days and just saying, I can't believe how good I feel. And at the end of the first week saying, I can't believe that I've lost weight, that I feel great, that, you know, in some cases I've had to lower some of my medicine, my doctor is working with me, whatever. To just see the change in their face. When I look at before and current pictures of my client, I have a client, a lovely client. She's lost 108 pounds. She still has almost 100 to go. And she did this. We all have a different why. She did this because she wanted to be able to keep bowling. She was about to not be able to bowl anymore because of her knees and her back. Her game has really improved once she figured out how to do a whole new approach because she had less weight to sling around.
Right.
And when you look at her face, she just beams. She beams all the time. And this is a woman who's still carrying almost 100 extra pounds, but her life is transformed forever. And guess what she decided a few months ago? She decided she was going to reach out and help a few other people do the same thing because she doesn't want them to get as far gone as she was.
Sure. You know, a couple of things that you talked about that really resonated with me is that, you know, we get to a spot in our life where we have a problem and we tend to want to fix the problem. And you really touched on a point that it's really not about fixing a problem. It's about creating the life that we choose. And you've been able to not only move your life forward, obviously you fixed the problem along the way. But it was about learning how to make those choices that are going to create the life that you want and really understanding that it's just a series of simple choices every day. And they're not all easy.
Right.
They haven't been easy for you. They're not easy for me. But we both have the fundamental goal, if you will, or the fundamental choice is that optimal health is our life's mission. And all the other things that we do every day are secondary choices that begin to move us one step, one bite, 1 hour closer to reaching that life. And I think what's so exciting about what you do for people, Elizabeth, is that not only do you inspire and create hope in people's lives, but you're really giving people a step-by-step process that, you know, and I looked at it this way, if I could do it, anybody can do it. And I'm sure you looked at it a little bit that way as well. But everybody's different.
Right.
And what's great about what we're doing with Take Shape for Life and the Habits of Health system and utilizing the 5-in-1 program is that we really, people are not alone. They have someone that's going to partner with them and help them through this journey. Somebody to call when they're having a bad day, someone to call when they're frustrated. But the calls that are most exciting, which you described, are ones that, wow, I've never felt so good. Wow, I didn't think it was going to be this easy. Wow, I came off medications. And it's this exciting, you know, wow factor that begins to move people's life. And one of the other things you said that I thought was great is that, you know, people can go on some program for some period of time. But what's great about what you and I do every day is this isn't some program. This is a life that we get to create. And we're going to take another break, and I'd like to hold you over for some more. I'm getting a lot out of it. I know people that are listening to are as well. So if you can stick around for a few more minutes, Elizabeth, that would be great.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann. We're on the Transformation Radio Network. Make sure that you tune in each Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon on the West Coast, for some terrific, amazing health talk radio about really creating a longer, healthier life. Make sure you visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send me an email at coach@hohtalk.com. And if you'd like to get connected to a health coach that will help you start down this journey and create this life that Elizabeth and I have been talking about, please call us after the show at 401-388-0778, and we will definitely get you connected and begin to move your life forward. Elizabeth, thank you so much for hanging out. I know I was telling you off the air that, you know, you're getting more time today than normally Dr. Anderson gets. So, if Dr. Anderson doesn't start showing up again, I'm going to put you as a permanent host on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Look, I'm in because I am all in with this. And I want to go back to something you said right before the break, Russ, when you were talking about how great those wow phone calls are when the person calls and says, oh my gosh, my doctor took me off my medication, or, oh my gosh, I had one of those phone calls. I got woken up this morning with a phone call that said, I have crossed my leg for the first time in 20 years. I mean, those are great. But I have to tell you that equally wow and exciting for me is when I get that other phone call, or today it was a text that said, I didn't lose, and today I really feel like quitting, because I love that opportunity to talk to someone and ask them what they want and remind them of what they want and to revisit the past and say, are you kidding? Look at what you have done in the last 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, or whatever it is. Look where you are, and what do you want? Do you want to move forward? Because, you know, it's your choice every day. You can stop at any point. I love those moments when they say, you know what, I have done fantastic, and I am never quitting.
Yeah.
That's a joy. Well, and you know what? One of the things we talk about, Russ, with our clients, at least I do, is that, you know what, you don't have to believe this is going to work. I mean, people have a history of nothing ever works. So they come to anything new with a lot of suspicion, a lot of hesitation, a lot of despair. And I say, it's okay. You don't have to believe it's going to work. All you have to do is give it a try. And the truth is, all you have to do is get up the first morning, have your first meal replacement or meal, whatever it is that you're choosing at that point, and 2.5 to 3 hours later, do the same thing, and you just keep doing it. It is literally one meal at a time. It is simply making that decision and then continuing to make that decision all day long. That's it. And the thing that's so amazing about our program is it is so effective. It is so clinically proven and wonderful that within days, within a week, there's no turning back for most people. There's absolutely no turning back.
You know, we get to do this every day, and I almost pinch myself every day that I'm able to help people begin down this path of creating the life that they want. And like you, you know, the wow phone calls are always great, but the ones that say, you know, I'm in the cookie aisle, what do I do? You know, where we're trying to teach them how to create and make better choices every day. Does that mean that we're going to make all the choices every day 100% like Dr. Anderson outlines in the book? The answer is no.
Right.
But the book has become what I call the GPS to health. It's really that roadmap that says turn by turn, here's the way to go. But if you get off the beaten path, you can come back to the GPS and it will redirect you towards the things that really are important to you in your life. And I know you found that to be helpful. Most of my clients that are plugged in to the Habits of Health lifestyle system are really beginning to see that in their own life. And it's so exciting. Many people, and I want to share this with the listeners this afternoon, that many people that go down this path, like Elizabeth and I have, where we lose weight and begin to start being participating in life, if you will, become health coaches, because what we try to do is say, look, if I can do it, you can do it too. And as we begin sharing this journey with others, it does a couple of things. I don't know if it does this for you, Elizabeth, but I'm sure it does. And that is, it holds me accountable to a lifelong system of creating health in my life because I'm helping others. There's a little bit of an accountability that says, if I'm teaching you the habits of health, I can't very well be going and eating pizza and burgers and fries every day. Does that
right.
mean that I've given up eating those things? No. That just means the frequency and the balance of the other nutrients in my life have really become in check. And you indicated at the very beginning, it's really about that simple decision that people need to make. And beyond that, the first step is reaching a healthy weight, then learning the habits of health, and optimizing yourself for your age. And I want to get back to that one a little bit.
Right.
You know, as you get towards, you know, the later part of your journey and you start looking at optimizing your health for your situation, what does that look like for you today?
Oh, it just looks pretty amazing. I mean, I've started in a modest way. I've started training to walk a half marathon, and I have never in my life had any interest in doing any kind of running or any kind of marathon. But
okay, wait a minute, Elizabeth. You said at the very beginning that you were parking 10 stalls away so that you could put in an extra 100 feet where you couldn't do that before.
Is that ridiculous? I can't believe it. It's, you know what? It's so funny because Dr. A says, you know what? You start with a couple steps here and a couple more and a couple more. And I tell this to my clients, and the same has been true for me. You know, you start out and you walk that 1 minute, if that's what it is, or 3 minutes. Or 5 minutes, and you build up, and the next thing you know, it's 7, and then it's 12, and the next thing you know, you've walked for 20, 25 minutes, and your treadmill says 1 mile, and you think, oh my gosh, I just walked a mile, and then suddenly you realize, I think I could go another mile, and then you think, well, you know, if I really just care to, I think I could go 3 miles. I mean, I have a neighborhood where I have a sort of it's one of those neighborhoods where you drive into it, and it's kind of curvy, windy, and there's sort of a triangular area, which is if I go around it, you know, 3 times, it's 1 mile. And then there's a whole extended area. And one day I thought, you know, I'm just going to walk out of my triangle. And I walked all over the neighborhood. And I just thought, you know, this is amazing because I would not have in the past been able to walk around the corner and down the street to where a friend lives. I would literally get in my car. There are 4 houses on the street between them and me. I would get in my car because I couldn't do that. But once you start with the little baby steps, and that's all you have to start with is little tiny baby steps. Once you start with those, you just keep going. It's funny. One of my clients said, well, I started out walking 10 minutes. And she said, what was interesting is that it used to be like I barely got to the end of the driveway and back. And she said, and then all of a sudden, like, when it was like getting winter and it was getting dark early, and I was like, oh, gosh, I'm so far from the house in my, well, she went 10 minutes, she built to 10 minutes each direction.
Right.
So she'd go 10 minutes away from the house, and she'd be so far away, she'd be like a little nervous, like she needed to get back home. And it was the same amount of time, but she could suddenly go 10 times as far. I mean, that's an amazing thing. But it just starts with that very, very first little decision, that very first little choice, that very first few steps, and you go from there. And the truth is, I mean, if there's somebody listening to Habits of Health Talk Radio right now who is not on a program, who is looking for something, I would encourage you, go to the website, look at my before picture, and look at where I was, where, you know, I tried to be a very perky person, but there was very little anymore that I could do. Life had become very difficult. I have carried this weight my whole life. I've never been close to a healthy, normal weight. If you've got 20 pounds to lose, 50 pounds to lose, 200, 300 pounds to lose, look at that before picture and just know it is possible. Some people can do it, and you know what? You can do it too. It takes a decision. It takes making an effort. It takes support. It takes someone to say, yes, you can do it, and I'm going to help you. That's all it takes.
It's just that simple, isn't it?
It is that simple. It is that simple. And there is nothing more important in your life than your health, especially if you're doing for everyone else. Because if you have a stroke or a heart attack or become more physically disabled because you're carrying some extra weight and it's creating disease in your life, everybody's going to be in trouble if you're out of commission. There's nothing more important than your own personal health, because you are the only person who can change that in any way. And I can tell you what, there's no pill out there, there's no surgery out there, there's no RX out there that is going to create health in your life. But you, whoever you are, whatever your circumstances in life are, you can begin today to create health in your life. There are some small habits to learn, small frequent meals, drinking more water, getting off sodas, junk food, etc.
I would certainly invite you to walk a mile in Elizabeth's shoes. It's an amazing journey to watch you. I would invite anyone listening to the program today that is ready to get started on this path, this journey that we've been talking about. Visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send me an email, coach@hohtalk.com, and we'll get you connected with a certified health coach. I want to thank my special guest, Elizabeth, for sharing her personal story and mission about how she's not only creating habits of health in her life, but how she's teaching others. Make sure that you join us each and every Wednesday for more insight on creating the habits of health in your life. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Everyone, go out and make it a great week and learn it happens one step, one day, one moment at a time. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.